Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling in from my home office here in a wintry Idaho Rocky Mountains. My co-host, Lisa Diamond, it couldn't be a bigger contrast. She is on a beach with Danielle Ramber in Costa Rica, so kind of jealous of them. Sand sounds pretty good right now. And I'm going to just do some announcements really quickly. We do have a new format for Whatever Wednesday, Throwdown Wednesday. We're going to start, we did this at the beginning of February, so every first Wednesday of the month, we're going to create some kind of challenge. This last one was to reach out to four of our favorite customers and get two referrals each. The following week, we share the experience. The third week, we do a training on it. And then this is the fourth week of February, and we're going to do a couple spotlight interviews of some great leaders in Beamer. So we'll get to that in a moment. Meanwhile, we do have some announcements. So, Dr. Burka is hosting, I think, monthly a series. The February series is The Flow Within. We had a really great meeting on Monday night for healthcare practitioners with Dr. Burka. He interviewed a couple physical therapists, and it was incredibly valuable. It's being edited by Compliance, and I think that's going to go up soon as a recording and will be available to everybody, which is great. Tonight, we have Beamer Wellness Night with Dr. Burka at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. This is not on BeamerMeetings.com, so definitely go to the newsletter that we get every Monday from George and Chris Veronis. We have to register for this event, and then you'll be sent a link. The Beamer Meetings link is being used for a Horse Beamer business presentation tonight at 7:30 Eastern Time. So we have two different things going on. We have a wellness evening with Dr. Burka, and we have a horse meeting 30 minutes apart. And we also have an equine educational symposium coming up on March 11th. And I believe that is at, check your newsletter for sure. I think it might be at 7 p.m. Eastern time. But that is going to be Dr. Joshua Burka and Dr. Bradenberger, who is a doctor of veterinary medicine. And that will be a great event on March 11th. Also, refer to your newsletter and look at the Replay Lounge. It has all the recordings. It has the recording of our Saturday event from 2 weeks ago. And we do have some academies coming up March 5th and 6th Central Time, March 26th and 27th Central Time. And then Bettina and Nora and myself, we're doing a Sabbath Keepers Academy on Sunday, Monday, April 4th and 5th, that will be a Pacific Time Academy. And so at this time, I'd like to bring on one of our VIP guests. This young lady crushed it in 2020. She hit group leader, I think, in her first 90 days, which is like record time. And, we did have that sales contest for the fourth quarter of 2020. And I believe if you sold four Beamers, you got like $1,000, six it was $1,500, eight was a $2,500 bonus, and there are some people that just crushed this goal out of the park, and Daisy was one of the top three individuals in North America on this goal. I believe she placed 25 Beamers in people's homes or barns in that last quarter. And her specialty is definitely in the horse world, but I know she's having great success placing Beamers into people's homes as well. And, you know, the challenge for this month was the four customers and getting a couple referrals from them. And, you know, I just love to hear Daisy's experience in getting referrals from customers, whether it be this last month or definitely that last quarter of 2020. Daisy, are you on the phone with us, and can you share with us some of your tips for getting referrals from customers?
I am, David. Thanks so much for the lovely introduction, and I'm excited to be here. I have a lot of success with referrals. I ask for them up front as part of the process of sharing Beamer, and really promote to my prospects the community that we have with Beamer in general, like-minded individuals, all care about each other's health and wellness. And I offer everyone that I talk to the income business opportunity with Beamer early on in my sharing process. And so, because for me, and I'm sure for many of us, you know, the financial side of Beamer, getting a Beamer in your life is one of the biggest concerns that our prospects give us. So in the discussion of, you know, well, how can we do this? We talk about creative financing. We talk about 0% credit cards, borrowing money from a friend. And I also bring up, of course, the business opportunity. And I bring up referrals at the same time because I say to them, you know, well, you I'm sure you know four or five people off the top of your head that would benefit from Beamer technology in their life to benefit their health and wellness. And if you put a little thought and energy into it, I bet you could think of 10 or 15 people. And, you know, you could either refer them to me for me to help them, or you could become a distributor yourself and have a nice way of sharing Beamer and having some extra income during these trying times. And so between one or the other, you know, I feel like I plant the seed early, and a lot of people do choose to become distributors on my team. But the ones that don't are already thinking about, hey, you know, I'm excited about Beamer. I want to share this information that you've shared with me with others.
That's great, Daisy. And I don't know if I shared with the audience your last name, group leader Daisy Bicking. Daisy's on the advisory committee with me this quarter. So that's some great information. And of those 25 Beamers that you placed into barns or people's lives in that last quarter, what would you estimate was the number that you got from referrals from other people?
I would say probably a quarter of them. You know, word of mouth, you know, being in the horse world and being a farrier, you know, I already rely on word of mouth for my my farrier business. So to tap into those resources for Beamer was, you know, it's natural for me to just interject that idea into our conversation. Who else do you know that I can help? I want to help as many people as I can. And I really show my enthusiasm to them to help them feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're a farrier. I mean, I know a gentleman here from Idaho who's in his 70s, lifetime farrier. And, you know, Beamer changed his life. Man, that gentleman was beat up when I got introduced to him. So I'm just curious. I'd love to hear your personal testimonial of what Beamer's done for you, Daisy.
Yeah, well, you know, like most horse people, you know,
physically.
I was first physically, yeah. I mean, I got involved with the Beamer for the horses, and then realized I really needed to use it for myself because we always take care of the horses first. You know, as a farrier, we use our knees a lot because we stand in a very torqued position, similar to skiers, actually. And we bend over a lot, so our back takes a lot of wear and tear, and we hold up heavy horses, you know. And then our hands and our wrists and our forearms and our shoulders get a lot of wear and tear from using our tools all the time. It's a very stabilizing job where you're using your muscles to stabilize the animal, but then you're also moving. So it's a lot of physical work. That's wear and tear, repetitive. And so I started using Beamer on myself with the basic plan, like we're, you know, instructed to do. But I quickly found that I could use the spot and the pad on the higher settings to target specific areas that I had concerns about throughout my day as needed. If I had a particularly hard day, it was incredibly beneficial to just keep my body moving well and functioning optimally with much less wear and tear on a day-to-day basis.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been
Daisy. I know you've got a really busy schedule. So if you need to go, by all means do and get on with your day. But if you want to stick around, there may be some questions that come up later, and we'd love to have you on to answer them. So that's up to you.
I had one more tip about referrals I wanted to share, if you don't mind.
Please.
Okay. So the last piece, when you asked me to think about this, what I do to help get referrals, that I find really helpful, is that when we ask for referrals, sometimes it's hard because we think that, like, we're being selfish, or we're asking someone to do something for us when we're supposed to be helping them. And while that can be a give and take, what I find is it needs to be a win-win for me and for the person who's I'm asking. So I try really hard to remember to phrase my request for referrals in the idea of something that I talk about a little bit called feature advantage benefit, which is like, you know, you can talk about a Beamer accessory that way, but you can also use it with something like asking for a referral, where you say, you know, hey, and I'm interested, if you know anyone I can help, I'm looking for referrals. That's what it is. That's the feature. What it does is it helps me reach more people about Beamer and help them. But we have to remember to add in a benefit, because most people, while some will do it altruistically because you help them, they want to help you back, a lot of people feel a little put upon at times with these types of questions. And so to address that, I make sure to tie in the benefit to them, which can be either a good feeling, like I can help people have the benefits of the Beamer and the health and wellness you've received. I can help other people with those same benefits in their life. Or it can also be a referral fee or something like that. And I'm sure you've talked about those things in other trainings that you've done on the topic, but I find that if I leave off the benefit, if I don't tie in, you know, why the person's giving me referrals helps them too and is beneficial to them specifically, then I get a less positive response.
That makes a lot of sense. That's a tip I got to incorporate myself.
Well, we forget that part.
Oh, that's
we forget
awesome.
The benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks.
Right.
Thanks. I'm going to hang on and listen and mute. And if anybody has questions or anything you want my input on, I'm happy to contribute. And I'm going to listen in to what everyone else has to say, because I'm interested to learn too.
Thanks, Daisy.
Thanks,
my
Daisy.
Next guest is also an individual who is in the top three of people on that bonus that we put forth last quarter of 2020. She's a team manager. She's up in the Northwest. She's just outside my old alma mater of the University of Idaho in Moscow. She's in Pullman, Washington at Washington State University. Her name is Sue Barrington. She placed 22 Beamers in people's homes that last quarter of 2020, I believe. And, you know, Sue's got a pretty interesting story too, because, you know, she did not have a lot of referrals in those 22 Beamers that she placed in people's lives. But she's got some incredible tips on why she was so successful and continues to be successful changing people's lives with Beamer. So I'd love to bring Sue on and just get some of her tips. And hang on a second, Sue. Where did you had some questions that I was going to ask you, and I've got to find those really quickly. Sue, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, David. But first, I want to thank you for putting out to the universe that I'm a team manager, because I'm only a group leader. So thank you for doing that.
Okay. yes, I put it out there because you're going to be in 2021. I wasn't sure. I thought for some reason that you had hit the TM position. So, you know, Sue, what would you say is the biggest factor to your success in getting Beamers into people's homes?
Well, and honestly, I would like to, the two people that I did have that were referrals, I do want to just say a little bit about that since it's a follow-up for your previous. Because I was thinking all about that going, I need to tell them that. But they were definitely two of the easiest sales for sure. So referrals, go for referrals, try and get those. I'm going to work on that harder too. For example, one of them was, there was a woman I was, you know, talking to for about 1.5 years. But her sister-in-law actually more quickly ended up buying a Beamer, and her sister-in-law is the one who's been sending me, who I got the two referrals from. And when she told, you know, this woman about it, the woman wanted to rent it for a week, and so she did, and then she quickly purchased it after that. So that was my experience with a referral of a woman who I had been working on for 1.5 years, but sister-in-law bought, and then she quickly bought. The other one, the same wonderful person who's sending me referrals, and she's getting rewarded for it, sent me a dentist and his wife, and basically I had sent them an email with some information. I might have sent a couple, and then they live in Spokane, so I traveled up to Spokane to give them a Beamer session, and by the end of that session, they were purchasing the Beamer. So I'm definitely, what that put in my mind, because, you know, in my 4.5 years with Beamer, in the beginning, for sure, early on, you're shy and afraid to ask for referrals, but when we think about it, I've decided, because I do mention it in the beginning, like Daisy, I'm pretty quick to talk about distributorship because I don't know why anyone wouldn't want to be a distributor, but I also, so I usually mention it, you know, pretty early on, the distributorship option, or, you know, I give a referral fee, also a much smaller one. But what I'm really going to do is, I'm going to send, the doctor and his wife have had it for 1 month and they're seeing great results. So that's what you kind of want to wait a little bit for that. And I'm going to write them a thank you note with some little gifts I'm going to give and say, you know, if I know you're loving your Beamer, and if you find it in your heart to, you know, share with your friends, and much like Daisy, you know, my mission is to get a Beamer in every life. And I would love and, you know, appreciate your referrals. And, you know, then I'm going to, what I do, because some people, you know, they don't want to take money off referring to their friends. So I give them a couple different options, and I say I can give you a $200, you know, referral fee is what I choose to do, in the form of a gift card, a check, or you can gift that to your friend who's purchasing, and they could apply it to their Beamer purchase, because some people feel really good about doing that. So anyway, I'm definitely working on referrals. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely like, you know, when you've been in the business longer, you realize that, you know what, you're helping people. You're not, and you do make commissions, so that makes you feel bad, but everyone's working and getting paid for something, so we shouldn't feel bad about that part. So anyway, I'm glad you had that little topic, because I'm definitely inspired to work more on referrals. But to address your other question,
Go ahead. Yes, exactly, to address my other question.
So I obviously don't get much business on referrals, so I do work my little tail off consistently following up with people. I literally follow up with people, I bet, at least as much or more than anybody I know or anybody out there, but it does pay off. And I do it consistently, and I do it, you know, I try to do it in a, you know, cater to the person. And the one biggest thing I've noticed, because I will follow up until my death, you know, even if I'm not getting a response, and I've decided, you know, what I need to do, and I just did it this morning to a gentleman who's super busy, super interested, but, you know, I just find he doesn't reply as often. So unless, like Casey Conrad said, if you don't set a temporary even referral date, you know, or check back in date, then it does seem like you're stalking them and harassing them. And I believe in honesty. So I literally texted that to him, and I don't even know this guy. Actually, he was a lead sent to me. I'm a manager, so you get leads, but I do feel like a connection with him because we built rapport and I can tell he's humor and stuff like that. And we chatted. And so I literally flat out said, you know, so-and-so, I feel like I'm harassing you because, you know, you haven't been able to watch the information yet, and it's been like 3.5 weeks, and I know you're interested. Are you still interested? Would you like me, you know, can we set a follow-up date? And he did. He finally said, you know, I'm on my way to on a trip. let's set the date. How about Wednesday? And so, and then I said, let's pick a time. And if we have to reorganize it, we can. So we did. And so now I feel like, wow, I don't feel like I'm harassing when I follow up. So that's a key thing for sure that I've learned. But follow up, you know, you can always go and get new leads all the time, which I'm constantly doing. But the follow up is key because one, you're giving them more information. They're building a rapport with you, or you're building a rapport with them. And two, you don't know when you're going to hit that one sweet spot where they're like, oh my gosh, I got to have this Beamer. And if you don't follow up, like Casey Conrad said, 2 years later, you'll be in an academy and you'll see that person and you'll be like, oh, you got a Beamer. When'd you do that? You know, because you dropped the ball and, you know, you didn't be that person that they're going to remember. So you might just be setting it up right for someone else. So, that's probably my biggest asset. Probably secondary would be that I do my homework, and I mentioned this on, I don't know if it was a national call or what, but so, and it may sound like stalking or creepy, but it's not the way I do it. Any person that I don't already know, and even if I do, sometimes I'll do it, I'll go to Facebook or LinkedIn or even a Google search, and I'll look that person up, and I'll find out about that person, and they don't know I'm doing this. But I relate it to, if you're going to a foreign country, you would do your research before so that, one, you fit in, two, you are doing it out of respect for that country because you want to, you know their customs. And so that's why I do it, because I'll tell you what, especially with a lead, I was sent a lead, for example, and I looked on Facebook and I found out she was a doctor, an MD, and I thought, oh boy, okay, I'm going to approach this like very carefully. And so I called her up and we hit it off so well that she, by the end of the call, was asking, when can we talk, when can we do Zoom? And so I'm very successful with it when I look up on Facebook, you know, and I get to know the person, kind of, you know, do they have kids, you know, what do they like to do, are they a horse person, because a horse person, like Daisy knows, I mean, you know right away when you look at their page that they're a horse person because their horse is always in their, you know, picture. It's really a huge, yeah, and it's a huge, awesome tool. I'll tell you what, it's probably other, you know, you got to follow up or you're never going to get a sale, but that could be my equally as big of a success thing for me. And anyone can do that. Anyone can do those two things. It's not like I'm special. Anybody can do that. So
that's great, Sue. So I'm curious, when it comes to follow-up, what do you do to make sure people don't slip through the cracks? You and I have been involved with Beamer quite some time, so the list, our Beamer list is getting quite lengthy, and the 14 yeah. follow-up, and I know of the 22 Beamers that you placed in the last quarter, I bet some of those were from conversations you started a long time ago, like 3 years
yep.
ago, 4 years ago. What do you do to make sure people don't slip through the cracks?
That is a fine line, David, because I have not found the perfect solution. I keep text threads. I have it on my Google Calendar. I try to do your Excel. I still put people into it, but so far I'm still such a paper person. But I really I have quite a few. But what I've done more recently is I have an orange binder that I literally am using notebook paper. I have the Excel or the fast track, you know, what do you call it? Success tracker. And I have, right. you know, other little things, but I literally have decided, okay, I need to just like take major notes. And so I write down the person's name. I have a horse people. I have hot leads. I have, you know, people that, you know, are, you know, higher on the food, whatever. But I literally have to be able to take lots of notes. And I've started making abbreviations, like for the 8-minute video. Well, that's an easy one. I just put 8. But something like, say, equine business presentation, I'll put EBP. And I'll have the code. I have like a little, what do you call it when you write the word and you have the code? I have like a key. And so I have a key
right. yep.
because
yep.
otherwise, because mm-hmm. over years, you're sending a lot of stuff, and I don't necessarily want to repeat stuff, even if it's, you know. So I'm trying to be more organized that way, and that system so far seems to be the best because, you know, when you can't take all those notes on those little teeny success trackers. I don't even understand how people use that, like, for the
right.
purpose that we
yeah.
do, but Yeah. Yep. So that's kind of what my system is now, and it is making me a little less cray cray. So I'm kind of liking it that way. But so.
Well, the reason I ask is, you know, I don't think there is any real perfect way to make sure people don't slip through the cracks. I mean, I use Google Calendar as much as I can. But it just came up recently because, you know, a referral from one of my better customers 2 years ago in the summer, she referred me to a young man, and he's an endurance athlete. He's a ski patrolman here locally. And we started a little bit of a dialogue, and then the last message that I sent to him was, I'll try to reach out to you at the end of the month. That was August 2019. And I didn't put him in my Google calendar. And it was a really busy fall, so suddenly there's all these people after him. And he slipped through the cracks. And I pride myself in not letting people slip through the cracks. And he did completely. And so I'm on the chairlift 2 weeks ago. And there's a ski patrolman sitting on the chairlift with me. And we start talking. And he's got a very unique name. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I introduced Beamer to you like 2 years ago. And he's like, that's right, you did. And we never did follow up on that, did we? And I'm like, no, we didn't. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, Olson, you completely blew it with this young man. And it's all good. And he's now committed to Beamering. And I think he's going to become a distributor and bring a Beamer into his life next week. But so it was serendipity that we ended up on the chairlift together because we had never met face to face. I didn't even know how to recognize him if I had seen him. But then I started looking at, so I texted him, and then I saw the text threads from July and August 2019, and the very last text was, I'll follow up with you at the end of the month, and I never did. So fortunately, he doesn't think I'm an absolute flake, and it's all working out for the best, and I guess maybe timing wasn't right for him or me back then, but it's just funny how, I mean, the fortune's in the follow-up, and we've just got to somehow be really diligent in using Google Calendar, in my opinion, to make sure that something like that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So, Sue, thanks for being on with us. If you have to dash to a busy day, I mean, go ahead if you want to stay on. There may be some questions that people want to ask of you. So we have a few people in the queue, and I'm going to get to them. And if you want to put your phone on mute, that would be great. And thanks for your time, Sue. We appreciate you. Area code 901-325, 901-325. You're live on Blog Talk. Am I on mute? 901-325. You're live on Blog Talk.
We can hear you.
And, okay, going once, going twice. I think somebody was just accidentally hit one in the queue to come on. So area code 530-557, 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Bridget from California. Thank you so much for this call. Both to you, David, for I think you're behind planning this call. I think it's great, as well as others maybe. And thank you also for the guests coming on and offering your tips. I do have two things. A question for Daisy. I believe that Daisy, is that the name of the first speaker guest?
Correct. Yeah, Daisy.
I didn't catch it. Does Daisy offer referral compensation, financial compensation, when she seeks referrals? And also, David, I sent you an email last week. I don't know if you got it. And I will resend it again to your Gmail account.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you send it?
I think it was last Tuesday. I thought maybe you're skiing too busy, but and didn't get it. Or
well,
maybe it went
I was
your...
skiing a lot last week.
Yeah, I bet you were.
For sure.
I think in California with ski sun, so I know what's going on there. But yeah.
Is your last name Nahan?
Yes. Uh huh.
Bridget.
Bridget Nahan.
Anyway,
yeah.
Okay.
We don't have to do this now, but I just want to make sure you get the communication. So, but yes, that would be a question I have for Daisy? And if so, how does she weave that into her conversation?
Well, I'm here. I think that for me, it's about, no, it's no different than judging what does someone need in order to be motivated to buy a Beamer, right? So in your conversation, you can kind of take their temperature, and hopefully because you've already done some financial dealings with them, you know kind of what they're motivated by. Are they motivated by the money? Is that a big concern for them? Is the concern their feelings? Do they need to be reassured, or do they need to have some kind of emotional support to give you referrals? I mean, I'm not going to give my money away unless I have to, right? And some people are motivated by money and some people aren't. I love what Sue does with giving someone the option of, you know, getting a referral or gifting that to someone that they're referring. I think that's a great way to manage the financial side. But at the same time, if I don't have to offer up the money, I don't. So I'm going to work with other cues unless I see that they're really just motivated by the financial side. You know, some people are, some people aren't.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Bridget. And I'm sending you an email right now.
Okay.
Area code 713-569, 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, it's Sandra in Houston. So,
hi, Sandra.
As I was listening to Sue, and the I just have an idea, and I wanted to throw it out there and see what Sue or you may even think about, David, because everybody seems to have the same thing. How do we our list, and how do we do a good follow-up? And, you know, what came to me as I was listening to Sue is that I don't know that it's one single thing. The idea that came to me is, what if I do like a roster of just names, pretty much, you know, you could alphabetize it, you could do whatever, and then you have that notebook or whatever, because, you know, when we write things, for me and for many people, when we do writing, we remember things better, we have better recall. So I love the idea what she said about now she's doing notebook. So I'm just tossing this out for thoughts, or what do y'all think, and has anybody tried it like this? And because I haven't yet. I just had the idea.
Sue, Daisy, either one of you want to take this?
Well, I mean, I do have a roster of names. I mean, I think that's what we would call it. And then I literally, here, let me look at it. I literally am putting, like, I finally even, like, put my, because I, you know, in my email, you know, where like the names, the contacts, I literally finally have put the horse people in one and the hot leads in another, and then just, you know, people that I've followed up with through the years, because otherwise I just had everyone as a prospect and it's like, that's a mess. So I've done that. I went through my email and organized that, and I'm finding that to be very helpful. Like tonight's call, you know, horse people, click, you know, they're all sent the invite for tonight. But then also what I've done is I've been keeping notes. Like I have the equine page, and then I have, you know, when I sent the Saturday invitation for a couple weeks ago or whatever, I had the people I sent it to and who was saying, yeah, I want to, or didn't get a reply. And then the Monday motivate or medical Monday, I have that. Who did I send it to? So I'm even trying to keep that kind of stuff. Like if I'm sending something to a bunch of people, I'm putting all of them in one pile, and I'm literally just putting this on notebook paper because I feel like it's going to help me.
Well, what you're kind of doing is creating buckets. You know, what I became aware of, because one of the things that I use a lot are my waivers. But the waivers are, I mean, I look through my notebook on my waivers and I go, oh, my God, I forgot about this person. And so what I became aware of is that the, because they're alphabetized, so I thought, okay, I've got to create something else. So you gave me the idea to create a roster. Just of names, and I can look at a name and do something. So I'm still searching toward the solution where I am.
It would be wonderful.
There's a lot of data
Beamer,
to manage.
Like, yeah, it'd be nice to have a mastermind group with these people that have been doing this, you know, that work in this kind of business or have done this for years, and just kind of try and put a couple things together for us to have. and people can kind of pick and choose or use all, but this, and maybe I'll end up being one of those people, I don't know, but this seems to be a logical way for me. Because you're right, like 400 disclaimers or whatever, I mean, you can't, it's like ridiculous, you got notes on there, but you cannot like page through all those all the time.
Can I share how I do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I do is I actually keep everything digitally in one running list on my notes app on my phone, because I'm out in Barnes every day. I'm not in an office a lot. So I have to really juggle it on the fly. It's in order of my top 10 prospects, people I need to follow up with, and then everybody else. And I constantly am reordering them in order of who's actively interested in Beamer and who isn't. And so I have on my calendar reminders to follow up periodically, daily, for the people that are really my top 10, and then weekly, and then monthly. And then I reach out to everybody when we have something special that goes on. I'll go through the list an extra time and send out something extra. So for me, I had to keep it really simple because I don't have time to do a lot of manipulation. So I just keep one list of everybody, and the ones at the top are the ones I touch more often. And then I'm disciplined about going through that list routinely and tickling everybody, just dripping on them and just giving them a tidbit. And I just, you know, try to customize it, but often I'll send the same thing to a group of people. And that just works for me. And I just keep plugging away at it because I don't have time to sit and file and make notes and do prospect lists. I do it in my head, but I do it in a list, one list.
I like that.
And Sandra and anybody on the call, you're welcome to email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com. And I can send you this list template that I've created and I've shared with a bunch of leaders, and we share it in our academies. It's an Excel document, and also the accountability tracker. And I do my accountability tracker by hand, and I don't use it to keep notes, really. It's just keeping me accountable to myself so I have something to send to my accountability partner every Monday morning. And I've been using this for 112 Mondays in a row now, sending it off to poor Bettina who has to look at it every Monday. I'm happy to send these two things out to everybody. So thanks, Sandra, for calling in. And we have time for one more call. Area code 910-528-910-528. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is a great program. I'm in Lexington, Kentucky. My name's Jane McLaren. And
Jane, we have not heard from you in a long time.
Are you being facetious?
No, we have not heard from
you
for a long time. I recognize your name. Yes.
I was a Beamer. I mean, I was a very respectful of COVID restrictions. And so is Kentucky, and so is Lexington with the horse shows. But I know you don't have much time. I'm happy to be back and hearing your wonderful voices, and I love this program. And Daisy, I'm wowed by you, and you're a perfect example of why I think people already in the industry and working in the industry can just naturally, and I'm not saying naturally meaning it was easy, but you're there in the industry, and you can share this Beamer beautifully. I had this happen the other day with my vet, actually. She said, yeah, I know what the Beamer does. She says it increases blood flow. I honestly, in about 1 second, went through three responses, none of which I liked. And I said, yeah. I mean, I don't want to contend with anyone, but when somebody says, yeah, the Beamer increases blood flow, I'm like, boy, there's a lot of things out there that can increase blood flow. Where do I go with that statement? Where would you jump off if somebody said, yeah, I get it, it increases blood flow? Anybody, any advice anybody has for me, I'm open.
Sure. I mean, exercise can increase blood microcirculation 5%, but there's no residual effect. There's a botanical called ginkgo biloba that can increase microcirculation 5%, but you have to eat so much, there's side effects. There's lots of pulse electromagnetic field devices out there that can increase microcirculation 5 to 10%, but not one of them has ever been proven to have any kind of residual effect. And then there's the Beamer. You know, that increases microcirculation 30%, 8 minutes last 12 to 16 hours. I mean, you know, 30% is significant. There's nothing out there in the world that does it like Beamer with this huge residual effect. That's how I would
reply. I like it.
Yeah.
30%.
And
great.
Jane, the other thing
Sue?
Is you can go into your customer library and I did this because I had a nurse practitioner that said, because I was giving her all this stuff and she doesn't have time, and she's like, okay, in 2 or 3 sentences, tell me what the Beamer does. And so I like, okay, I'm desperate. So I went to the customer library, and I literally said, what does Beamer do? Copy and paste it exactly out of there, and it was a professional good answer, and she liked it. She was grateful. So don't forget you can go there and copy and paste pretty logical, you know, answers to anything they want to ask almost, really.
Jane, thanks for calling in. We're going to give one more caller a chance to speak here. Area code 616-813. 616-813, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this will be really quick. It's Sue from Michigan. You were talking about follow-up and tracking. About 3 years ago,
yes,
Casey did a training on that. And what she did was use index cards in alphabetical little tabs.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that. For 3 years, it's worked great. I put, you know, the information, their name, email, phone, address, concerns, and then as I'm sending things out or I visit them, I just have a little jot down, sent the 8-minute story, did a demo, did this, and then in my office on my desk, I keep those out, the ones I'm active with, and then I file the other ones in by ABC, and then there's also months of the year, if you said I'll follow up in March, stick it in the March thing. I mean, it's real old school, but I don't miss anybody.
Right.
And that was Casey's.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do keep the text trails and all of that as well, but this is just, I can just pull it up and go, what did I send them and when was it? And I keep the ones I'm active on right out on top of my desk so that I don't forget about them. And then I just go through the file periodically and see who I haven't seen and where we are and what we're doing. And like I said, it's old school, but I don't resend things. I don't forget what I did. Works for me. Just a suggestion.
That's a great suggestion. Thanks for calling in. And everyone, we're going to wrap up, go out there, change some lives. Thank you so much, Daisy Bicking and Sue Barrington, for joining us today and making this a really great Wednesday. And I hope Lisa is doing awesome. She just sent me a picture of her view. She's definitely sitting on a beach in front of a gorgeous ocean right now. Lucky lady. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Make it a great Wednesday, and we'll talk to you in a week.
Bye. Group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.